when they're doing Wheeling in the Years 2025, yeah, Cork will get loads of mentions. And I suppose the big story out of Cork for 2025 is the fact that somebody down there won a quarter of a billion euro. Quarter of a billion euro. 250 million in Euro Millions. Well, you've all been waiting for this. They haven't gone public, but they've told the National Lottery about their story. And there's great detail in this. So stay with me on this one. This comes from the National Lottery, and there's loads of quotes from the people who've won a quarter of a billion euro. So it says, a family syndicate from Ireland has officially claimed the largest Euro Millions jackpot prize in the nation's history, walking away with a cheque worth an astonishing 250 million. The winners, who have chosen to remain anonymous, describe their journey to this life-changing windfall as surreal. Often overused, but I think it's apt on this occasion. It all began with a simple errand. One family member had an appointment in Cork and stopped into Clifford Centre on Shandon Street to pick up a few messages. So they said, I saw the sign at the till that the Euro Millions jackpot was 250 million. Although I'm a regular player, I hadn't bought a ticket for the last two draws. I picked one up and honestly didn't think too much about it. And that spontaneous decision would soon turn their world upside down. They continued. I was watching the 9 o'clock news and saw that someone in Ireland had the winning Euro Millions ticket. So naturally, got my ticket and scanned it on the National Lottery app. And a message popped up. You've won big. Contact the National Lottery. With that, exactly, that voice came on as well. Obviously, this wasn't a message that I was used to seeing. So I must have checked it four times. I just couldn't believe my eyes. I ran upstairs to my wife, who had just gone to bed, and woke her up. We might have won the Euro Millions. I just added that in. We both checked the numbers multiple times on the website. We sat at the edge of the bed saying, oh my God, over and over. I reckon we said, oh my God, 50 times. We were in total shock, complete disbelief. As you can imagine, sleep was out of the question that night. Even so, they set an alarm to get up early the next morning and contact the National Lottery. Right on time, they got through to the claims team, and after a few tense minutes on hold, the confirmation finally came through. Yes, they were officially the winners of 250 million euro. Those few minutes felt like the longest of my life, they said. When Ronan from the claims team confirmed we were the outright winner, needless to say, we were in total shock all over again. Probably said, oh my God, another 50 times. Until the golden ticket could be handed over, the family kept it carefully hidden, tucked inside an A4 sheet beneath a pile of folded laundry in the bedroom. Aha. In the days that followed, they took their time to come to terms with the life-changing news, determined not to let it overwhelm them. They carried on with their daily routines as normally as possible. Once the winning ticket was safely in the hands of the National Lottery, they followed advice to seek independent legal and financial guidance. And since then, they've been moving forward slowly but steadily, taking each step at their own pace as they adjust to their new reality. So what's the first thing they plan to do with their fortune? We're absolutely going on a family holiday. We love to travel. There's so many amazing trips we've always dreamed of that we can now make a reality. We're already looking at holiday homes somewhere in the sun. We also feel incredibly fortunate now to be in a position where we can buy homes for our children. But the generosity doesn't stop there. The family plans to support their wider family members, including children, grandchildren, close friends, and several charities that are close to their hearts. When asked if they had any extravagant plans, they laughed and admitted they hadn't anything outrageous in mind just yet. One member of the syndicate said, I always dreamed of owning a Rolex watch, knowing that I could never afford it. Anyway, I went window shopping last week just to have a look and couldn't believe the price tag on some of those watches. When I phoned the wife to tell her, she said, sure, you can buy them now if you want. I don't think the news has really sunk in yet. And despite the life-changing sum, 250 million euro, the family insists they're staying grounded. We're planning to remain in Ireland and we promised ourselves that we won't let this win change us. Another one of the syndicate said, I'll be having my favourite ham and cheese sambo for lunch every day. Well, we wish them the best of luck and we hope they enjoy it. And of course, they may not change, but the attitude of people around them to them will change. We've Emma from the National Lottery on the line. Hello, Emma.
Hello, Rick. How are you?
Good. 250 million euro. We all had the chats, what we would do. And of course, there was loads of chats and investigation as to who the identity of the winning people were. And you know now in the National Lottery, we'll never know. So they came up to get the check.
They did indeed, yes. So a family have claimed the largest ever check that our winner's room has seen and might ever see.
How many people were in the winner's room? Could you tell us that?
Unfortunately, I can't, Ray. We're keeping it unknown. It's a family syndicate.
A family syndicate. And just by some of the quotes there, there's three generations involved. There's grandparents, parents in the middle, and then children, grandchildren. So we know that from what they've said. It is a life-changing amount of money. What sort of advice does the National Lottery give to a family like that?
It is a life-changing amount of money. And look, it's such a gorgeous story from our winners. And just you can just imagine the excitement and joy unfolding from their story. But as with all of our winners, the National Lottery, we advise all of our winners to get independent financial and legal advice, which is exactly what they've been doing and have done before they claimed their check.
I see in one of their quotes there, they were trying to act as normally as they could in the time between they realised they were the winners and the time they presented the ticket to you. Which must have been very difficult because everybody around the country and then when we knew it was in Cork, people were looking at their neighbours and their friends to see if they were behaving any differently than before, weren't they?
Yeah, you'd be looking at the next door neighbours very carefully. But our winners have been, you know, doing it exactly as we advise our winners to do. Just slow and steady, no rational changes to their routine. And as our winners have said, you know, they want life to continue as normal. Yeah. They don't want this to change them drastically, which is exactly what they've been doing in the meantime since they've discovered this win. Funnily enough, they referred to the winning ticket while they had it as the package. So it was a code word that they were using amongst themselves. But we got a good laugh out of that so they were talking in secret.
Yeah, they tucked it inside an A4 sheet beneath a pile of folded laundry in the bedroom.
Some might say safe, others might say unsafe. Yeah. But they reckoned that was the spot for the ticket to
be. Well, they couldn't have rocked up to the local bank and asked them to put it into a safety deposit box or anything like that because, you know, the word would have got round, wouldn't it?
No, but actually the winners did come to National Lottery HQ for us to hold the ticket in the meantime. So we have a facility here on site to look after the ticket when the winners are that bit cautious about having the ticket at home. So that's exactly what happened in this case. And our prize claims team are more than used to dealing with situations
like this. Of course
they
are, yes.
So they were all over it. It was great.
I love our listener's sense of humour. Would those lottery winners from Cork not have been spotted going into the bank with their giant cheque? was there even a giant cheque made out, was there?
So we had a mock one. Yeah. Drafted up, and I think people thought that might have been the real check.
Check, yes.
But the winner's got a normal sized check that they walked away with.
Wow, that'd burn a hole in your pocket, wouldn't it? Who's got the check? Who's got the check? Yeah, and that's tax free, is it, Emma?
It is tax free. Yeah.
Wow. So you or I'd have to earn over half a billion.
Yeah, it would take quite some time to be earning and saving that.
A number of lifetimes, yeah, yeah. Well, I really do wish them well, and I'm sure all our listeners do as well, because although it is a joyous story, it is a challenge. It is because it is life-changing. And although they may not change, as I said, other people's attitude to them will change, and they have to manage that, don't they?
Yeah, well, look, they seem to be surrounded by people, their family are very like-minded, so they can celebrate amongst themselves and, you know, they have each other to lean on and support. But they're going to enjoy it. Even though they don't want life to change, they certainly have the means to the family holidays that they've always wanted to do. And if there's anything on the bucket list, you know, they can go do that without having to think about it. So
the Rolex watches. Were you in the winning room with them?
I was not, no. So because the winners decided to go private, there was only a very small number of National Lottery members that were with the winner on the day.
And do they have to sign an NDA then? They would, wouldn't they?
Yeah, well, look, it's part of our job to keep the to protect all of our winners who choose to go private. So we're very well versed in that.
I know, but your mates are going to want it. They'll be tying it to a chair and shining a bright light in your eyes to get it out of you.
Oh, trust me, I've been hounded, family and friends. Who won this?
Who won that? Yes, of course you have. Listen, Emma Monaghan, spokesperson from National Lottery. Thanks so much for taking our call today. Thanks, Emma.